oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And it's hot during the day, but you know what? So far,
Yes,
it cools down at night.
Lovely nights, nice mornings.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell you what, I'll take that. Get the work done
in the morning. I was up at the ranch in the hill country a couple of weeks ago, and there's some stuff that needed chopping, you know. And I said, it was not where it was supposed to be. And it's 4 p.m. I'm out there with this hatchet, and at a certain point, I'm going, "Yeah, this is really stupid." Because I mean, I'm just and I've got really good lung capacity, but it's just that heat'll suck it right out of you, man.
It will. Let me introduce who our guest is today, and we'll hear more about Harold's Paul Bunyan exploits
right
in the next segment. But folks, while we're so much of the news is focused on the issues that are being covered. There's a lot of things going on by the other side when it comes to hunting, shooting,
right,
things of that nature. Thank goodness we have organizations like Dallas Safari Club, and I was talking to Corey Mason, their executive director, about a week ago, and they've been watching.
Yes.
And Corey's going to come on and report.
Very good.
Yeah, we're going to find out what's going on and maybe what we can do as a group of hunters, shooters, you know, outdoor enthusiasts en masse.
Right.
Because we are a force.
We are a big group.
We are.
As long as we stick together.
Absolutely. We've got the outdoor report. We've got our best bets. Plus, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So, we've got a big show headed your way. Y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes and Capital Farm Credit, Evinrude, Shiner Bach, and Hop Power Polaris. Enter at StarTournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And we've heard that Harold's been chopping, you know.
Yeah.
Did you save the firewood?
No, this was, I've got to ask somebody, you know, somebody goes, oh, and what's that? And I go, shrub, bush, you know, live oak. I've got that down.
Okay.
You know, and I've got some stuff, and these things were... there weren't mesquites. I mean, it's some kind of bush, probably. Yeah, because it's got
mesquite comes from a single stalk.
Well,
Wisatch has got multiple,
yeah,
you know, right, from the base.
Smarty, okay.
And
the Wisatch is, I think you probably reminded me, that is what it is, because it's got thorns all over it like a rose bush.
Okay,
yeah, and it'll eat your lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good. Tell you, it's
that's with a W, right? Wisatch. I'm kidding. I don't hate you.
Right.
Go ahead.
27 years he throws curveballs every so often, you know.
28 in September, by the way.
Yeah, it will be. I'm going to rework my, you know, prenup.
Okay.
Now, tell you what, the weather that we've had in Texas, and we know it gets hot, and we know it's going to be hot.
It's Texas.
Yeah. But let me tell you, looking around the state at different locations, mm-hmm, when that nighttime temperature drops into the lower 70s,
right,
and even the 60s,
mm-hmm,
it's amazing. And you and I, as the crow flies,
yeah,
we live about 2.5 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I back up to big piece of property that's in the west side of Houston, known as Bear Creek Park. You know, you're off of Jones Road, mm-hmm, in 1960, 290
area. Now it's the Bear Creek watershed, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, actually, it's, you know, it drained after Harvey, but it did fill up.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, and country folks that live out in the, you know, even when you go to Mason, mm-hmm, to El Rancho Gun,
right,
you get away from the buildings and the concrete and that radiational heating.
Correct.
It is significantly cooler.
Oh, indeed.
And the difference between our house, because on my app, my radar app,
mm-hmm,
I can punch it in and it gives me updates and for Jersey Village, but
right,
two locations,
mm-hmm,
me to the south and,
right,
and you to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And here recently, I noticed a 5-degree differential. I was 5 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
Okay. That was amazing.
That's probably why the other day I was going into my UPS store. And went, yeah. Oh, man. But it's because I'm on that concrete.
Sure.
But like up at the ranch, we have a prevailing southerly breeze.
Right.
And even on the hottest days, get under some shade,
right,
and you're okay.
Yeah. And the other thing, while we're talking about weather, I mean, we're going to continue to do it. It takes us a little while to reacclimate each, mm-hmm, year to the heat and humidity.
Sure.
But make sure you hydrate.
Absolutely.
Make sure you hydrate and pace yourself. And if you're not sweating, if you're out,
mm-hmm,
you might want to sit down so that because that's one of the first signs of heat stroke.
Right.
You know,
correct.
You know, heat exhaustion, things of that nature. So just got to watch yourself.
Do like the pigs do because they can't sweat, right? So just roll around in some wet mud.
Right. For boaters, and we're about to head toward the big July 4th,
mm-hmm,
weekend,
right?
Celebrating our country's independence,
mm-hmm,
celebrating our liberties, all the things,
yes,
that are good about this country.
Yes.
But there was another tragedy of a boat operator thrown from his craft.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently no kill switch.
Mm-mm.
No life jacket. And, you know, as I've gotten older,
mm-hmm,
I am testament that, yes, you can teach old dogs new tricks.
Right.
And
right,
I've passed it on to my son, is we wear the inflatable suspender uh-huh. type, okay?
Very comfortable.
Lightweight.
Yeah. You can fling that rod without anything encumbering
without
you.
Without any problems.
Yeah, right.
And it really, I think, who sets the stage, and of course they use the really big, heavy life check. It's it came from BASS with their tournaments, you know, the uh-huh. anglers that fish. And they never run a boat without having a jacket on. And quite honestly, with these suspenders, run the boat with your suspenders on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using suspenders as a generic. There's all sorts of brand names out
right.
there. But something happens, and let's say you're fishing and you slip on some fish, you know, fish slime or anything,
right.
spot of
right.
water on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
You went barefooted when you should have had some shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And you slip, hit your head, and you go over in the water, it could be that saves your life.
Correct.
So so be careful.
Oh, bit of news.
And watch the kiddos.
Right.
Yeah, this is interesting. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, a conservation bill. Everybody, you know, we sportsmen are all going, yay, but delivers a rare bipartisan win, and I'm getting this out of the paper, but I mean, we had all press releases and stuff like this, but this is kind of abbreviated. So last Wednesday, Senate approved a major conservation bill for activists that have been sitting, you know, after this for years, and it's a rare bipartisan win in a 73-25 vote. Senate sent to the House legislation that would guarantee that the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund receives its annual $900 million allocation. Also set aside $9.5 billion over 5 years to tackle a longstanding maintenance backlog in the national parks. And this bill will create at least 100,000 jobs while restoring national parks and repairing trails and forest systems. Of course, now it goes to the House.
Mm-hmm.
So yay right now, but let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what they try to fling into it. Maybe, you know, more improvements on Pelosi's house or something.
Yeah. We shall see.
Beware pork.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And yes, we are going to find out if Harold's driving an electric car this week.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is time for us to make our weekly check of the 2020 CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard.
Indeed, and this is our favorite category, friends, and these are the Little Nippers, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids ages 6 to 10 are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. Ain't one of them. There's one in each of these categories. So, new flounder leader, 3-pound, 1-ounce Cole Jackson, who's 10. New sheepshead leader, 7-pound, 9-ounce Hadley Bashi, who is 9. But a gaff top leader is still Rowdy Hanks, age 8, with 6-pound, 12 ounces.
All right, in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Lily Larson, age 16, still leads the Upper Coast, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Radley Rosemeyer, age 11, new Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds even. And Samuel Carrizales, age 16, is our Lower Coast leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, Star Teens Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce Curtis Widener. Sheepshead, still the leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce Tristan Anderson. No changes either in gaff top. Nathan Carter's got a 6-pound, 6-ouncer.
All right, in the adult speckled trout division, Lee Wright continues to lead Upper Coast, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. In the Midcoast, Jesse White originally led at 8 pounds even, and then Patrick Stanford caught an 8 pound 1 ounce, and then Jeffrey Walker caught an 8 pound 2 ounce to lead Midcoast. Lower Coast leader remains John Gonzalez, 10 pounds, 7 ounces.
Okay, Kingfish, a new leader here, 57 pounds, 6 ouncer from Clifford McCrummon. New Dorado leader, 34 pound, 2 ounce, Colby Jones. Still the Ling leader. Whopper at 70 pounds, 3 ounces, Reese Connor.
In the adult flounder division, Anthony Dempsey Jr. leads 5 pound, 4 ounce flatfish. Rylan Bashi is the sheep's head leader, 7 pounds, 4 ounce. And Michael Fesco continues to lead the gaff top, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Hey, so far we still got three lucky winners with the tagged redfish with the big boat motor and trailer package and the F-150. Five are ineligible, but our current, they can't be bumped. They've got it. Jake Bozeman, Thomas Bossy, but the real cool one is Marilyn Monroe. Was she 11? And so she gets scholarship money. And then the boat, trailer, motor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. All right. Hey, it's time for the outdoor, our best bets. This portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal, launched in 2015. Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that makes lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of product that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands, and some of the brands that they are distributors for is Synox, a low-lux camera has three models, the Arroyo Sport, the Black, and the Base. And they are all moonlight capable. In fact, you can use them as a moniker on a helmet and record color in low light. They also have a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion monoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal has been satisfying customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as a good one. This Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are a trio of good days. Friday and Saturday slip to fair with next Sunday. Poor, I'm sorry. This weekend, though, look for game to be most active from late morning until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game becoming active well before sunrise, remaining active until mid to late morning. This Sunday, June the 21st, we will have a new moon. By next Sunday, June 28th, the moon will have entered its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are three more days with a single tide schedule. Next Saturday has a double tide schedule. Two highs, two lows. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two lows and one high.
All right, on the coast, I tell you what, it's really been interesting to get the fishing reports coming out of southwest Louisiana around Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, and along the entire Texas coast because of what seems to be, had been, light pressure during the spring because of the coronavirus shutdown.
Right.
Even now, with activity and boaters being out and fishermen being out, I don't know that the pressure is there, you know, as it
yet.
Had been.
Yeah, not yet.
I mean, it's coming, and there's plenty of activity.
Enjoy it now.
Yeah, exactly. But fishing's been good over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, as well as Sabine. Watch the Cameron and Sabine when the winds are light. Mm-hmm. The jetties as well as the beachfront are great places to go after speckled trout. On Sabine, most of the speckled trout have been found over the grass flats and shallow water on shrimp. In Galveston Bay, redfish action has been good for those waiting along the shoreline. Speckled trout are starting to hold on reefs, and the topwater action has been excellent for waders. Around Texas City, the Round the Dike, speckled trout are good in shallows along the shoreline on shrimp or soft plastics. Freeport, San Luis Pass, water in less than 4 feet, but please, please be careful as you fish that inlet. East Matagorda, Mid-Bay Reefs are the place to be, specifically Chicopin and Boggy Reefs. Trout and redfish are good on live bait. West Matagorda, wading has been the best method to beat the heat. Sand and grass shorelines have been holding trout on topwaters and soft plastics. Moving to Rockport, the key to finding fish in this area has been shallow water with thick grass in the northern areas. Baffin Bay, the flats have been holding good slot reds on the east side, and good solid trout are around Los Corrales area. Port Mansfield, fishing has been excellent. Redfish and trout are in the sand potholes in 2 to 3 feet of water, and redfish as well as trout have been also caught during the heat of the day in deeper water in 4 to 5 feet. Port Isabel, redfish can be found in less than 4 feet of water. South Padre, speckled trout have been showing up in big numbers and are best in deeper water transitions on soft plastics.
All right, heading to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation in 2 to 6 feet, fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwaters, and rattle baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near the brush piles and in timber 15 to 25 feet deep. Conroe, black bass are good on deep cover with spinners and deeper crankbaits. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic creatures, bladed jigs, crankbaits near the drop-offs, brush, grass lines, points in 8 to 12 feet. White and yellow bass are excellent in the deeper water of main lake points, flats, and humps. Crappie are good on jigs in 12 to 20 feet in brush piles and standing timber. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, frogs, topwater baits, Carolina rig creature baits in 5 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on jigs in the standing timber areas along the creek channel and brush piles in 12 to 18 feet. Toledo Bend, black bass are excellent in their summer pattern of being successful early, late, and deeper during the daytime. Topwater has been great in shad colors, Carolina rig worms, square-billed crankbaits. Most bass are feeding on shad and crawfish. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and worms, bladed spinners and swim baits, fishing dock structures and brushy shorelines in 6 to 18 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in brush piles and timber. Athens, largemouth bass are good on weightless worms, chatterbaits, and spinnerbaits, working along the vegetation areas and grass lines. Topwaters are effective along grassy shorelines and plastic frogs in the lily pads and weeds. Crappie are good with jigs and standing timber and man-made structure. Belton, black bass are good in gravel beds, brushy shorelines, and grassy coves on jigs, crankbaits, jerkbaits, Carolina rig worms. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working Texas rig craws, swim baits, crankbaits. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows around bridges and marinas in 12 to 25 feet. Hybrid stripers are very good on slabs and live bait. White bass are excellent on jigs and slabs in 18 to 35 feet. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, swim baits, plastic frogs, and topwater baits fishing 4 to 18 feet near submerged vegetation, rocks, and brush. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits under birds or deeper near the main lake points, flats, and humps. Crappie are excellent on jigs under bridges and in brush piles. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with slabs and swim baits in 25 to 35 feet. Crappie are good on brush piles and in standing timber. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live bait, blood bait, cut bait, 3 to 12 feet along the brushy shorelines and the riprap. Largemouth bass are good on spinner baits, plastic worms, and crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet. Whitney, black bass are good on crankbaits, topwaters early, red or black plastic worms and jigs later in the day, fishing 8 to 18 feet. White bass and stripers are excellent on the main lake drop-offs and humps with jigging spoons and slabs.
Heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Big Friendly is about 47 feet, 46 and a half feet low, but still big, big body, lots of fishing. In fact, black bass have been good and are starting to get into their summer pattern.
Lake Big Friendly?
It's Big Friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's been known as Big Friendly forever.
Oh, okay.
shared. Maybe it's because it's on the border, you know.
Oh, okay.
Back when we were friendly with what's on the other side.
Does it have another name on the map?
Amistad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say Amistad.
Ah, the habits we get into, yeah.
Oh, just the scramble and trip. Anyway,
yeah.
Bass fishing has been good early and late. And as they go deep, the hydrilla that's there, the water's so clear, don't hesitate to throw a topwater bait in 25 feet of water.
Right.
Because I've seen bass, you know, come up from the roots and bust a topwater on the
cool.
surface.
That's
fun
to watch, isn't it?
Yeah. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass are good fishing vegetation around shade and deep off points with topwater lures. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, rattlebaits, plastic worms in 7 to 17 feet of water. Catfish are good on prepared and blood bait in 5 to 15 feet of water. Lake Allen Henry, the star of this year's Cheryl Lunker program, it is over a foot above conservation pool. Good fishing around structure, primarily flooded timber are on points. Coleman, hybrid stripers are moving in schools among open water and being caught on rattle traps and OH ivy. Black bass remain good and are moving deeper among timber and drops. It's all about worms and minnows, this report says.
Very good. Heading to the hill country, Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with red, black, or purple Texas rig plastic worms and deep diving crankbaits working along grass edges, drop-offs, and brushy areas. Early morning bites with plastic frogs and topwater baits in grassy regions and weed patches. Striped bass are very good with slabs, jigging spoons, and live bait. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in 12 to 25 feet fishing the timber. Canyon. Striper fishing is excellent on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs and topwater baits when schools are feeding near the surface. Travis, largemouth bass are excellent fishing in 5 to 15 feet with Texas rigged red plastic worms, topwater plugs early, square bill crankbaits later on, lake points, rock ledges, humps are holding fish. White bass are excellent with jigs, crankbaits, and slabs working main lake points and humps. Lake Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, chrome crankbaits, and jerkbaits in 4 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing structure up to 20 feet. Sunfish are very good on cutworms or crickets.
All right, on the hunting scene, folks, if you've ever wanted to do any hunting for axis deer right now, again, because of the shutdown and because maybe people are not fully venturing out yet,
right?
Seeing more and more reports of deals out there on axis hunts,
okay?
And the point is just like we talk about controlling hog populations,
right.
We need to control the free-ranging, you know, numbers of exotics.
Right.
And an axis deer will absolutely out-hustle a whitetail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you may want to look into. The annual roar rut will continue well into August and on into September. Our regulated seasons, the South Zone javelina season and the other open squirrel seasons continue through August 31. Okay. Is it what are we driving?
On or off? Actually,
I
both.
Okay.
Both, but in style.
And what kind of power plant are we using?
You're using like a really hot turbo six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pumping out to 362 horsepower.
Oh, okay. So it takes fuel.
Yeah.
Good.
The 2020 Mercedes GLE.
I'm not sure about that.
Mercedes 4. I tell you what, it'll scare you, though. Electric cars would be surprising. Anyway, Mercedes GLE 450 4MATIC SUV. Like I said, 362 horsepower, okay? 369 pound-feet of torque. Is mated to a 9-speed electronic automatic transmission. But there is a little something here, though. There is a little tiny electric motor. But what it is, it's called their EQ Boost, and it's attached at the back end of the engine. But what it is it gives you oomph when you stomp it.
Mm-hmm.
It all of a sudden pumps up, gives you 21 more horsepower and 184 more pound-feet of torque.
Wow.
It's just a gooser. Okay. A little goose me button.
Mm.
Whee! Okay, off you go. Anyway, tri-zone climate control. Well, it's a Mercedes. 12.3 widescreen digital instrument cluster, 12.3 widescreen display. Really impressive. You know, Apple CarPlay. I mean, all that stuff everybody wants when they're not trying to pay attention to driving. All the safety you can imagine. Anti-theft alarm system, active brake assist, active parking assist, blind spot assist, LED headlamps, and tail lamps. Beautiful white interior I had. Polar white. Oh, boy. Leather. Dark gray wood trim on this thing. It's got their augmented video for navigation, heated and ventilated front and second row seats, trailer hitch, four-zone automatic climate control, illuminated running boards, wheel lock nuts. Was I kind of let them lock them lug nuts? Added to it the third row package with power second row seats. Diffuser, side mirrors, window trim, and roof rails are all color coded. Some of the AMG extra goodies like the wheels and sport braking system. Fabulous car, rides great, runs. Oh my goodness, do it run! Base is 61. I mean, it's a big vehicle. Loaded to the gills, like I tried out, was 76,000. But you know, you save money because you get 24 miles a gallon on the highway. But I mean, this is great looks, great performance, great ride, and really moves well for a 5,000-pound car. It's pretty darn neat. Check this thing out. You'd be styling 2020 Mercedes GLE 450 4MATIC. That's their amazing four-wheel drive system, SUV.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get an international and domestic report from Corey Mason, Executive Director, Dallas Safari Club.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. Oh, we're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. I like that new music in that Texas Outdoors Journal spot. Yeah, that's fun. I want to let you know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We have been telling you, and we are going to continue to tell you.
Well, tell them then.
You need to have cottonseed out there to continue to help your whitetail herd. Bucks are continuing to grow antlers. Fawns are being born, and the mama deer producing the milk to get those youngins with their legs under them and growing. So for more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. 21-22.
And I'm still blown away that pigs and raccoons don't eat it.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Isn't it? Top of the program, while we're watching news on the coronavirus and mm-hmm. other things mm-hmm. that the media is fixating on.
Correct.
There are opposing forces that impact our shooting and hunting heritage.
Movements afoot.
Yes, there are. And they are not taking a break. They didn't shut down. They continue to move in trying to oppose what we hold dear. And thank goodness we have organizations like the Dallas Safari Club that is out there as our watchdog. Mm-hmm. They're out there supporting various lobbying groups. And then we have a good guy like Corey Mason to lead us on as the executive director.
There you go.
Corey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. Thank you for having me, gentlemen. I hope you're well.
Yeah. Corey, this is Harold. We know what you do, but, you know, still people out there heard about it, you know, Dallas Safari Club. Can you kind of give a little, you know, basis of the organization, you know, guidelines, a little outline?
You bet. Absolutely. Well, thanks for the opportunity to be with you guys. I really appreciate it. Yeah, Dallas Safari Club is an organization that is based in Dallas. That's where our headquarters are. But we have a global conservation footprint, and our conservation actions can be seen as locally as quail, whitetail deer research, bighorn sheep projects, mule deer projects, pronghorn projects here as locally as Texas, to conservation aspects and programmatic policy determinations that we've done and conservation projects proper from representing every continent in the world. We work broadly. Our mission is very simply put, conservation, education, and advocacy. Now, those are broad terms themselves, but we are a very narrowly focused organizational sense. If it doesn't touch those three things, we do not spend time on it. So we are an organization that is funded by hunters' dollars to support conservation. And we have an active presence in Washington, D.C., the African continent, Asia, and many others around the world to make sure that conservation through hunting is well understood and supported.
They've got a great website at biggame.org. And in January, it sets the tone by which all other conventions and, mm-hmm. and expos, certainly in the South and really across the North American continent, are compared with their annual convention. But beyond that, as we mentioned, there are moves internationally as well as domestically that are trying to infringe on our hunting and shooting heritage. What are some of the hot spots that y'all are monitoring and watching?
Yeah, we've seen a couple of things. I'll tackle maybe the state level first and then move up to the federal level. There's a piece of legislation right now in California, not surprisingly, from the anti-hunting, just general overture that you see there. A particular bill there, Senate Bill 1175, and this same bill was attempted 2 years ago, 1487 then, and it made it all the way to the governor's desk, and the governor simply said that maybe I agree with this, but if I do, it's not enforceable, rather, because we cannot supersede federal law. So fast forward 2 years, and now we have Senate Bill 1175, and what the bill does is it makes it illegal to possess parts of African animals that were legally taken. So, for example, if you went to Africa and you legally took a lion, legally imported it, filed all the paperwork, and you had it to your home, everything legal and kosher and above board, it would be illegal to possess that particular animal in your home in California. And, of course, the bill was moved forward with no stakeholder input. For example, the bill's author did not contact wildlife ministries in Africa to ask how would this impact conservation efforts in your countries, nor were other conservation organizations consulted. Very specifically, it is clearly an anti-hunting bill that was moved forward. It recently passed, and it's moving forward there. And again, it should ultimately get to the governor's desk and not be signed because, again, it cannot supersede the federal policy Endangered Species Act or even ultimately CITES as an international governing body. But the point is those kinds of bills, even though they know that they have no chance to move forward, they continue to push them, hoping for the right judge, the right federal judge, the right circuit court of appeals that would be willing to take it up. And so they're extremely persistent, and they're extremely well-funded. A similar bill happened last year in Connecticut. Fortunately, we were able to defeat that as well. But we're really actively engaged in this. And surprisingly, states like Florida, some of the eastern states as well, have had things like black bears that have been threatened. You're probably aware of the issue with grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, in which two state game and fish agencies really celebrated the recovery of grizzly bear in that area, which should be a celebration of the Endangered Species Act and the exact purpose in which it's there, and that is to recover species. Two states found that that particular species had been recovered, as well as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and a federal judge superseded them and essentially killed that hunting season that was an extremely low quota, again, overseen by the states, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's those kinds of things that are taking place at the state and multi-state level. But now it's sort of a global stance. The anti-sustainable use and the anti-hunting organizations have seen the COVID crisis as an absolute opportunity, to move anti-wildlife trade legislation forward under the guise of, you know, disease prevention for humans, et cetera, et cetera, and connecting a lot of dots that just simply don't connect. And so as such, there have been a number of organizations that have moved bills forward through federal congressmen that work with them. And so we're actively engaged in that fight as well right now.
Gotcha. Hey, listen, I know there's more to this story, and we've got some other questions for you on other issues, but we're up against the mid portion of the program and need to take a break. So, Corey, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we continue to discuss with Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, hunting and shooting challenges domestically and abroad.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. Their website is biggame.org. You will see information on the convention in January, as well as, you know, just some significant growth in chapter development around the country, as well as here in Texas. But Corey, I want to go to something that we have seen up in the Yellowstone ecosystem, and people are now talking about it, and it could impact Texas and other southwestern states, and that's the Mexican wolf. That seems to be an initiative that the other side wants to continue to bring in, and we're concerned that what happened to the decimation of elk in the Yellowstone ecosystem may occur, you know, here in Texas or New Mexico or elsewhere.
Yeah, it's very perceptive. We've recently engaged in a conversation in a couple of southwest states, specifically Arizona and New Mexico, to the point that you raised, Bill, in which the state is continuing and asking to move forward in an existing populations of wolves that are there to maintain an experimental non-essential population status. And the importance of that is that that maintains the ability to manage that wolf population at the state level. And again, that is simply put, the state Game and Fish Agency, those that are trained and have the expertise to manage these populations, would be given the ability to do so. However, if the population status of those populations change, then that authority would return to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and there would be third parties, there would be litigation, et cetera, and it would turn into the scenario you mentioned in the Yellowstone area, in which then those wildlife species essentially then cease to have value to those locals that are now dealing with and managing those species. And so it is a significant threat, if you will, to state-guided wildlife conservation, which in my opinion and the opinion of essentially every other biologist out there is that the closest management of the resource and the stewardship, the better it can be. When the Fish and Wildlife Service engages in those state-level type issues, very rarely does the management get better.
You know, our federal government, obviously we've got 2 legislative bodies, the Senate as well as the House of Representatives. And earlier in the program, we mentioned that the Senate passed legislation would guarantee that federal land and water conservation funds, you know, would be received to restore some of our national parks and trails and forest. But it now has to go to the House, and that makes me nervous.
Yeah, for rightful reasons. It's such a partisan environment right now. We have been a strong supporter of that Great American Outdoors Act as well, and there are good pieces of legislation in there. But it does make me nervous as well. Hopefully it's viewed as a neutral piece of legislation that is there to get people access to the outdoors. And you know, we we maybe had the great fortune of having access to a family friend or a family farm or maybe a lease or whatever we have, but we also have to recognize that, for much of the United States citizenry, that their one window to the outdoors is through the national park system or that type of an environment. And so it is important from an educational standpoint, as well as access for hunters and anglers and general outdoorsmen, to have good access and open access and access that is available from failing infrastructure that is just long, long and overdue from needed improvement. So this piece of legislation, we're very hopeful that it continues to move forward, but your hesitation there is well deserved.
Yeah, Corey, as time catches up to us, though, any good news?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. We're winning a number of these fights, and we have engaged a lot of wildlife ministries. The great relationship we do have with the Fish and Wildlife Service on the high level to move policy forward. Obviously, we have some great elections coming up on the front end or in the near future. We have a lot of great qualified candidates there that are supportive of wildlife conservation. And so there's challenges ahead of us, but the good thing is there are organizations, and what this has done, what this environment has created, it has created a galvanization of a number of really large, impactful type organizations. And I can speak personally for DSC, where we are working with, you know, 8 or 10 of the largest conservation organizations, not only in North America, but around the world, and a couple of those in Europe as well that engage their 7 to 8 million base of hunters there to engage the European Parliament as well. And so it has galvanized the community to come together and bring a lot of the collective resources and the voices of a lot of sportsmen to the front, and we're making some significant positive impacts.
We'd be remiss before we run out of time if we didn't mention January 7 through January 10, 2021 is a magical time in Dallas.
Yeah.
This upcoming year with the convention. Everything is still on track. Everything's good. We're going to be big as ever come January, right?
That's it. We're working diligently on great convention planning. We have partners coming in from all over the world, the greatest exhibitors that we partner with. We're working through all of those constraints that cause maybe people some concern or hesitation on what is the environment going to look like from occupancy standards. We're working through all of those details now, and come to turn into the calendar of the new year, we're going to deliver a great convention.
This is really a save that date. You don't want to miss
right.
it. And we'll be telling you more as we move toward the end of 2020 and toward convention date. Again, go to biggame.org to not only find out about convention, become a member. We've told you during the shutdown, fundraisers, you know, dollars are precious to keep conservation groups like Dallas Safari Club operating. Mm-hmm. Make a contribution. It is their lifeblood to continue the work to protect our wild resources and wildlife. Corey, we could spend a whole show visiting with you, but we appreciate the update, and I look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you, gentlemen. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, Corey. Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training.
creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar is what I'm trying to say on Texas Outdoor News.
Yes. You're excited. Okay. Remember now, through Monday, September 7, the fabulous 2020 CCA Star Tournament's going on. You must sign up for that. That is an insurance policy. You're going to fish on the Gulf. Even if you think, oh, I may drop by. Drop by and sign up before you do it, okay? Go to ccatexas.org. June the 1st, Red Snapper season opened up, and it will run for 63 days. This Sunday, Father's Day, statewide, take Dad outdoors and do something, okay? Please. And then, like Bill said, all those organizations that you belong to, up your membership or send them a little money or what have you. And then when things open up and they start having their fundraisers again, go to them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Want to thank our guest today, Corey Mason, executive director of the great Dallas Safari Club.
Yes.
Their website, biggame.org. Check it out. Make a donation, become a member, and certainly save the date of the convention coming up January 7 through 10.
I know you'll be there.
I will.
What else is going on this weekend? Bob is flailing in the other, holding a sign up or something.
Oh, summer solstice?
Maypole, yeah, or Mayfade or something. Oh, summer,
right,
solstice.
Right.
Okay.
So actually,
yes,
next week, the days will start getting shorter.
Oh!
Yeah, we're supposed to break over, you know.
Yeah, and then
every day that passes, we're getting closer to cooler weather.
And then we fall back again and I get confused all over the place, right? Oh, well. Anyway, do check our website out, friends, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. You go, what'd they say? You can go play it again, all right? You can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, things like that, where they say, like us. Like us. That just helps increase the audience and also helps spread the word, all right? Do remember, we are brought to you by those great Ford trucks and those best in Texas Ford dealers. And like we say, you catch them doing it wrong on the water in the field, turn them in. Turn them in. Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. And then, of course, the website, there's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations also. So you will never be too far away from our signal, all right? Be safe out there. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.